provide someone shita on practically what you should do, but it's worth pointing out that if Rashi, we saw Rashi, the Rashi here, together with the Rashi on Chumash, Rashi seems to be of the opinion that really hakol bidei shamayim, and our actions don't really affect the results, and we don't ultimately have the achrayus, we just have to play along properly, then that could be Rashi l'shitasim. Psachim also, Rashi, if it was on the Makorashi, says something very controversial in Psachim, right, when it talked about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who confiscated Sefer Refuos. So Rashi says what that meant is that there's a medical textbook, which is very, very good. There's good medical knowledge. And Chizkiyahu confiscated all the books of medicine because he saw people were like turning to medicine when they got sick instead of trusting in Hashem. And therefore he, you know, closed the medical schools and burnt the medical textbooks so that people would turn to Hashem instead of being osek in medicine. And the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayos has such harsh things to say about Rashi, he doesn't name him. I wouldn't want to repeat them, really goes beyond the bounds of the normal polite discourse in terms of his disagreement with Rashi here, for fundamental reasons. But that Rashi, you know, could make sense. L'shitase, if Rashi is really of the opinion that Hakol bidei shamayim, and that, I don't know, maybe Tzinen Pachin, you'll find some explanation for it, as we discussed. But ultimately, what we do doesn't make a difference. It's only what Hashem does make the difference. It's our job to play along. Then you can understand it. It's normally our job to play along. But if Gadol HaDor, like Chizkiyahu, saw that, you know what, we'd be better off not getting distracted from our faith in Hashem, because ultimately what we do to try to save ourselves doesn't make a difference anyway, then he can close the medical schools, and then it's okay. We'll play along as best we can without medical schools, and it won't make a difference, because ultimately it's not in our hands anyway, it's the Dei Shamayim. That Rashi works well, l'shitase, that is certainly far from the mainstream. The mainstream, without getting into details that go beyond our sugya, the mainstream, as I put on the sheet, in terms of halacha, is Tzitz Eliezer, right? One of the 20th century experts in medical halacha, Kayadua, the rub of our neighboring medical establishment here. and he writes that, of course, everyone has to do a shtadlus and work very hard to find the right doctors and to go to hospitals, etc., which is, you know, the accepted practice today among all stripes of Jews from all, you know, places in the rainbow spectrum of observance. I don't know, there might be some crazy people out there, but in general, from the most right wing to the most left wing or whatever you want to call it, right, everyone goes to the best doctors, right? As a matter of fact, in Israel, I think, the more Haredi you are, the more picky you are about going to the best doctors. Very much not in the spirit of the of that Rashi and Psachim. That's the mainstream accepted practice. And the Tzitz Eliezer justifies, but argues for, proves the correctness of the generally accepted practice to work very hard at going to the right doctors while having faith in Hashem at the same time. By our Gemara, by Tosfos Pshat and the Ritva's Pshat and Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mitzin and Pachin, arguing is everything Bidei Shamayim except the things that are up to us. Aurelia Hashem gave them over to our bailiwick. So we see, well, I understand if you're ma'ayin in the sugya, you can have one sheet of philosophically and still come out with any number of possibilities on the practical level. Nonetheless, the correspondence is striking that Rashi, who philosophically really thinks of Kol Bidei Shamayim, thinks that it might make sense to eliminate modern medicine, and the Tzitz Eliezer, based on the Rishonim, who understand Hakol Bidei Shamayim are the things that are out of our control. But seeing a Pachim thinks in our control are Bidei Shamayim, says you have to be very careful to avail yourself of the best medical treatment possible.
Because
the Mishnah said Chizkiyahu Melech did six things, three of which Chazal of his time approved of, and this is one of the three they approved of. So clearly, it's not just something Chizkiyahu did, it's something Chizkiyahu did that he was right.
How does the Rambam learn that?
So the Rambam says, again, he says, Chas v'shalom, he doesn't name Rashi by name, he says, what kind of Baal Lashon Hara are you that you accuse not only Chizkiyahu, but all the rabbis of his time of being such imbeciles? He says, I have to stand up for the covenant of the Sanhedrin and Chizkiyo, that they wouldn't be so stupid as to think anything like that. So he says it wasn't referring to a regular medical textbook, it was referring to questionable medicine, either ones that involve the occult or ones that involve harmful treatments. And okay, Ayin Shem, we will come back to our regular schedule of programming now. At the end of our sugya, I'll just point out one interesting, I'll give you a few Rosh Prakim of the philosophical issues until we get back to the halakhic parts of the sugyas. There's an interesting Ramban here who says, if you remember, the maskan of our sugya, here we had Bidei Shamayim and Bidei Adam. Bidei Adam was Sinim Pachin, and Bidei Shamayim was Arya the Ganvi. And what was, who was it? I think it's Abaye still talking here, if I'm not mistaken. What was Abaye's Zereshava? Ason. From the Ason, he said, Yaakov included all the Asons. So from the Ason of Arya the Ganvi, which is Bidei Shamayim, to the Ason of Lo Ye Ason, right, which was the Ki Yinatsu Anashim Vinanfu, etc. This was the Ason, that's Bidei Adam. So, the Ramban, all the Shonim have Akasha, hold on a second. Why is people killing each other considered Bidei Adam? We just said Ganvi is Bidei Shamayim. Right? Ganvi is Bidei Shamayim. Ganavim kill you. Right? We're talking about killing you. Right? Seen in Pachma, Arya Ganvi, we're talking about that. We're not worried about your money now. Yaakov wasn't worried about the money. So, how come Ganavim kill you is Bidei Shamayim? Because remember, one of the Arvamises vested, right? If they didn't, Arvamises low butlu, if someone's high of Herod, then Ganavim kill him. Listen, Bama love. So over here, if someone gets killed in a fist fight, or a gang war or something, so that should be called Bidei Shamayim, not Bidei Adam. What do you mean? I've seen in Pachas Bidei Adam. I should have brought an umbrella. I should have brought a hat when I went out in the sun and brought water with me. If someone comes and fights me, Chas Shalom, and kills me, what can I do to protect myself against that? So, the Ramban brings two answers, one of which... So, the answer that the Ramban doesn't like is, the answer that Ramban doesn't like is very fascinating. He says that Ganvi is a person, Ganvi is happenstance, is murder by happenstance. What does that mean? There's a Ganavim. Obviously, the Ganav used his free will, B'chir Chashis, to decide to go off the derech, become a highway robber and a murderer and all the bad things in the world. But ultimately, who falls into the hands of the Ganavim is happenstance. Is Bidei Adam, right? The Ganavim happens to sometimes be asleep, and sometimes they lie in wait in ambush, and sometimes they go on this road and they're on that road, and sometimes they go on this road and they're on this road. Obviously, if you're traveling on the road, like Binyamin, whether you happen to fall into the hands of Ganav or not, is random. The Ganavim don't sit there, right? We're not talking about the Mossad that they're looking for you. Right? The Ganavim sit there, and whoever passes by at the wrong time, at the wrong place, that's happenstance. That's Bidei Shamayim. That's exactly the kind of thing that's Bidei Shamayim. Go figure out how never to be attacked by Ganavim. You know, you have to go on a road from Israel to Egypt at that time. There's a lot of highways. You know what? You try your best, but it's ultimately random. And random is not random. Random, the Gemara tells us Bidei Shamayim. Okay, basic religious idea. However, over here, Ki Yinatsu Anashim, he says, here it's a little unclear. In the Yason and Lo Yason, it's not so clear in the Pasuk who they killed, right? There are three people here. Two fighting guys, and an innocent lady bystander, right? An innocent pregnant lady bystander. So it's not exactly clear what it means there's an Ason. An Ason means, the pregnant lady bystander is killed, or the Ason is, it sounds like she's a bystander, I think. Or the Ason is, one guy kills the guy he's fighting with. So one Pshat in the Ramban, the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban, says, so one is the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban, The Shomim, the Ramban, says, he says there's a new category here. What's the new category here? Is murder on purpose. Murder on purpose is a new kind of bidei adam. What do we mean? Not, like we said before, bidei adam of the Ari Vigandi of the victim, bidei adam, bidei ha, haner, right? We are saying, tzina pachin, blame the victim. Sometimes you should blame the victim. Tzina pachin, again, I'm speaking philosophically, practically I have new sensitivity, but philosophically, if someone dies in tzina pachin, then they shouldn't have gone out in the snowstorm without a jacket. Where they shouldn't have, you know, wandered in the desert without a hat and without carrying a water bottle. So the bidei adam in the gzira shava, in the gzira shava, is not bidei adam of the victim. I can stop someone from coming to me in the street and fighting with me and killing me. I mean, I can try, but it all depends how crazy the guy is. Says this is bidei adam of the perpetrator. And according to the Sheish Omer, we have a new chiddush that was not in last year's discussion. Last year we were discussing, if something happens to me, is it my fault or God's fault? Now we're opening up a third possibility. Maybe if something happens to me, I know we mentioned this, it's not my fault, not God's fault. It's primarily, at least, it's the other guy's fault. Because he murdered me on purpose. That's the difference. And obviously they understand, it's not the woman who got killed, an innocent bystander. That's a random accident. It's the one of the two rivals, one of the two enemies who were killed. This is what I quoted to you, the name of the Orach Chaim in this Yesh Omer. Obviously, the Yesh Omer is not the Orach Chaim. The Orach Chaim is not going to be born for a couple hundred years. But the Orach Chaim in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Zayin, also I think I might have mentioned the Tziv there, who's a little misogynistic about how far to take this, says that, when people use Bechir Chavshis, that overrides B'dei Shemayim, that's B'dei Adam, of the perpetrator, not of the victim. So that's a big chiddush. The Orach Chaim Bereishis Lamed Zayin. This would be, right, the chiddush is, like, we don't know who this Yesh Omer is, meaning it's not obvious. Like the Orach Chaim in Bereishis Lamed Zayin, I wrote it down here, Chaf Aleph, that free will is not, free will actions, or free will, hezek, free will hezek, free will, free, freely willed, freely willed harm is not bidei shamayim. Okay. Ram is just a little in philosophy here in terms of the chovos halvavos. Freely willed harm is not bidei shamayim or bidei me. It's bidei him. That's a big chiddush. That it, not just I'm responsible. Tana, God says to me, I'm responsible for part of what happens to you, and you're responsible for the rest. You do your part, and I'll do what you can't handle. That's not crazy. But to say, you do your part, I'll do my part, but you know, a third party can come in and mess it up. Because he has free will. That's a big chiddush. This is big in I shouldn't say secular philosophy. Secular philosophy isn't worried about any of this. But in Goyish philosophy, this is a big question, like why do bad things happen to good people? Maybe it's because other people have free will. That's not a mainstream shita in our Masora, but here we do see an echo of that shita, that you know what? Sometimes it's not my fault or Hashem's fault, both of which are sort of more fair. Sometimes it's the other guy's fault. It's a little funny, like doesn't that make life a little not fair? Hashem's not going to keep an eye on the other guy. But that seems to be the chiddush. When it comes to free will, that's bidei adam. That's the Yesh Omer, and the Ramban rejects it. The Ramban doesn't like this. What did the Ramban and the other Rishonim actually answer? They answer the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Right, Ramban, the Shar Rishonim, Al Pi Rashi, they answer very, very Pashut. But when the Chunya Ben HaKana is doing his Again, the Ra'ah takes this in a way which I don't think is necessary, so we'll leave that aside for now. But it's very pashut. What do we mean? We mean here this is bidei shamayim, meaning a non-judicial, killing is bidei shamayim. Here, the ason outside of Bezdin. Outside of Bezdin. Here, what's the ason? Ason equals the death of one fighter, of one combatant at hands of the other one. Here, he says, no, also means when execution of murderer by Beis Din. And that's why it's called Bidei Adam. It's not called Bidei Adam because we're wearing that philosophy. Right? You know, the Ason of Kiyudasar is no longer a philosophical discussion of what's Bidei Adam, what's Bidei Shemayim in terms of how God runs the world and philosophically why things happen. Here we mean in the simple sense. Im Ason Yiyah is not referring to the fact that X murdered Y. It's referring to the fact that X is killed in Beis Din afterwards. It's referring to the Mises Beis Din, and therefore it's very Pasha. It's that Mises Beis Din. It's not an idea that's called Bidei Adam. Like, we're not interested in philosophically. Is called Bidei Adam. I mean, it certainly is Bidei Adam. It's called Bidei Adam. Mises Beis Din. Yeah. Because that's his point. Remember where Rebbe Chanan kind of started. Just like when Beis Din kills you, you're pater from Mammon. When Hashem kills you, you're also pater from Mammon. So therefore, it's not referring to philosophy here. It's not philosophy. Over here, we're talking about halacha. And that's Pashup Shat. Again, the Ra'ah adds something that none of the other Rishonim out there in Ba'an, not the Rosh of the Rifa add. It says, why is Mises Beis Din be the Adam, be Hashem, made Beis Din kill you? He says, no, because if you wouldn't have accepted the Hasra'ah, you wouldn't have gotten killed, so it's your own fault, like Zinu Pachim. That's not shot with the Rabban meant. The Rabban just meant that the part about Imloi Ason is not philosophy. That's halacha. It's only in the other Ason that we have to come on to philosophy. When Beis Din kills you, that's Mises Beis Din. It's a halachic concept. You don't need philosophy. It's when something happens to Yemen on the road, we need to analyze philosophically where it came from. And that's the Pashup Shat of the word, and that's what Rashi says.
That's not Pashup the Pasuk, though.
That's not shot clearly. That's not what the word Ason means in the Pasuk. And Rashi also knows not what the ason means in the pasuk, but I think Rashi is saying, you're right, the ason means the murder. But the ason means the murder
which will be punished.
That Beis Din will care about in order to punish you by Mises Beis Din. So you're right, Rashi's not saying Pshat in the word ason. I misspoke perhaps a little. I spoke a little bit diktok. Not in the word ason, but in the importance of the word ason in the context of this Rashi. And that's, you know, it's interesting that there, you know, why are they willing to say this more than that? Maybe it's more Pashup Shat, or maybe they just don't think it's so bad killing the combatant, but killing the woman, and the woman is random. Or maybe they just disagree with the Or Chaim philosophy. Okay, continuing in the Gemara, we mentioned already the idea of Miyom Shavar Beis HaMikdash, there was Tosos, there was other portion in the brackets, if you got a chance to look at it, great. Yeah?
Is it possible the Ish Olin Ravan is more, but she is asked for a part of that you shouldn't put yourself up to this fight, as opposed to that?
Let's see. I mean, is it possible that I misread the Ramban? Let me think about this. Maybe you're right. That's how you read him. You read him as in, if Ganavim come, that's Arya Vaganvi, what can you do? But if you get in a fight with someone, if you shouldn't go out without a hat and without a water bottle and without a raincoat and umbrella, you certainly shouldn't go around fighting with big people. In which case, maybe that's not what the Ish Omer meant. Maybe you are, maybe you're right. Efshir, right? Efshir, I'm not sure what the Ramban means. In which case, I'm not sure why it's such a bad pshat anymore. Didn't I want to say what's pshat in the Yesh Omen Baramban. Maybe what he meant, and maybe you're right, Tavka, is that this is what he meant. Is that E.F. Charlie Shomer, like Gandhi, is Bidei Shamayim, but fights is Efshar Lihi Shomer, right? That's what you were saying, Daniel?
Yeah.
And that's Bidei Adam, meaning Bidei Adam, the Neharad. In which case, it's not really a Chiddush at all, this Yesh Omer. It's not the Or Chaim. Oh, why did the Rambam reject it? Maybe the only reason the Rambam would reject it then is because he doesn't think also meant the combatant was killed, he thinks it means a pregnant woman was killed. And the pregnant woman was just walking down the street minding her own business and happened to be caught in the middle of a gang war. Maybe you're right. And this has nothing to do with Or Chaim. Okay, certainly. In which case, then, the Ramban is only rejecting it on purely technical grounds, which is, Pshat L'Psukim is that neither one of the guys dies. The pregnant lady dies. And the pregnant lady couldn't have avoided it. What do you mean? She's walking down the street. How is she supposed to know two guys are supposed to start fighting all of a sudden? She didn't go on purpose to watch the fight. Okay, you might be right. In which case, I would retract. Continuing in the Gemara, just at the end of the Gemara says, Din Arba Misos Lo Bitlu. Right? The way we prove that Arya the Gandhi Bei Shemayim is because the Arya is Skila and the Gandhi is Hereg, Arba Misos. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says something that sounds overly simplistic. Even though there's no Mises Bezdin nowadays, Hashem still gives you whatever Misa you want. I mean, if someone's bad, God kills them straight away. Right? That's what they teach you in kindergarten. Right? That's what you're supposed to mean. If you don't think that in kindergarten, you're not going to grow up to be a good firm person. You have to have a simple basis on which to become more sophisticated. But Tosfos points out, we all know that's not true. There are lots of Rishonim who have good lives. Meaning, it's not Tosfos Chiddush that there's Rosh and Tofo, right? We all know in the Tanakh it goes very far back to the period of the Malachim, etc.
That's what kindergarten is for Derech Hashem.
What?
That's what kindergarten is for Derech Hashem for.
Yeah, but he has to deal with this question in the end, right?
I don't understand exactly.
Correct, exactly. The Medrash says even Moshe Rabbeinu was troubled by this question. It's not clear whether he got a good answer or not. But Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Did I read Sonar Paul? I know lots of people who did one of the things your Chayim Yisus Bezdin for, and they still died of a ripe old age, happy and content with all the brachos. So, how does this work? So here we have three different approaches in the Rishonim. The Me'iri says, the Me'iri is very influenced by the Rambam's approach, that many things are said sort of metaphorically to give a certain muster, but lav davka. The Rambam was very comfortable saying that many things are said lav davka. The Me'iri, many places in Shas, says that certain statements that don't necessarily seem to match what we see about the world are meant as a Musar Shmuz, not necessarily Davka as a philosophical thing. And that's what he says here. He doesn't, it's a good resource, by the way. One of the uniquenesses of the Me'iri, there are many uniquenesses of the Me'iri, some of them such as the fact that he doesn't use people's real names. I still haven't figured out why. but one of the uniquenesses of the Me'iri, of course, is the range of Shitas that he quotes. Another uniqueness of the Me'iri is that he always addresses philosophical issues in the Gemara, which almost all the other Rishonim always skip. He's very concerned about philosophical issues in the Gemara, generally from a Rambam-type perspective. Over here, he just says, Derech Ha'ara Amru, to wake you up, to give you a little musr, they said. Meaning, it's Lav Davka. Because I'm telling you, there's an idea of Schar V'Onesh. There's an Ayin Ro, an Ozen Shamas. Don't think that now that there's no more Bezdin, you can get away with whatever you want, then it's all Hefker and less Din, less Dayan. You should know Hashem still runs the world and everything you do, there's a price to pay. It doesn't Davka mean that the guy's going to die this way or that way. It just means you should know there's Charva Onesh and don't think you can do as many Avirus as you want. So the Meir says it's Lav Davka. most of the Rishonim were not so comfortable with this. And here we have two opposite answers in Tosos and the Ritva. Tosos says, Aval Kasha, the Chazin Kamer, were young, but over there, Avodah Skuchav, and Shemesa, only Tosom, right? Even over there, Avodah Zar. Over there, Avodah Zar, she gets Skila, right? So she should either be killed by a wild animal or you know, be in a collapsed building in an earthquake or an avalanche or something. Ah, Tosa's days. Plenty of people shmatted, went to church, worshipped the Avodah Zarah, and died of old age. So he answered, and that's why he specifically mentioned over the Avodah Kochavim, meaning the other Mises Bezer probably didn't have it all the time. I don't know how many murderers lived in the shtetl where the Bali Tosis lived. Probably not so many. But Ode the Avodah Zarah, those were, you know, and if someone did it, you might not know. Go prove it. Ode the Avodah Zarah was a public thing. You know, if someone was I don't know, the Val Bito, maybe there was someone like that, but you wouldn't know, right? Ode the Avodah Zarah, everyone knew. There were people who converted to Christianity and left the community, and people kept track of them. And they did not see the divine retribution. So Tosa says, Yishlomar, like, they chuva kashmachu mekel, ulafam in mocha lagamre, ozuchos tolova in a different minute bechayav. So Tosa says, this is only by default. Hashem will punish you with what you deserve. But if you have a tshuva, okay, some of these guys didn't have tshuva, or you have a zchus, who knows what kind of zchus this guy might have had, right? If you had, I don't know, the Levius were ditched here, he might tell you, taka the guy shmadet, etc. But, you know, the zchus of when he was, he once helped an almana, you sold him and saved their life, etc., is so great that Hashem didn't let things slide, he just cheshmed it out. Okay, so that's what Tosa says. They normally would deserve what it says in this Gemara, but sometimes it doesn't happen because there was chus to be nagel on them. The Ritva seems to take the opposite approach. He's not so clear. He says expressed himself very tersely here. But in the Beis Yaakov, I don't know if people have gotten a chance to be familiar with Beis Yaakov. I think I mentioned once, it's a lot of Achron and Aksubas. It's hard to be, it's not like you learn Bechoris, you can read through all the Achron. Until this story. And it doesn't take you that long. In Ksuvas, there are a lot of very, very classic, very chashuv achronim. One of them is Beis Yaakov, written by the Nesivas. He is Beis Yaakov on the Seches Ksuvas, it's also on Hilchas Ksuvas, in the Shulchan Aruch. So Beis Yaakov here takes, I don't think he quotes, the direction of the Ritva, and says, points out that it's the exact opposite of Tosfos. What does the Ritva say? He says, this is from the Nifron Mimenu Bechayehem. The Ritva says that there are really two ways Hashem punishes Rishayim. Some Rishayim Hashem punishes while they're alive. And what's our Gemara saying? If they're Bechlal, the ones that Hashem punishes when they're alive, then this is what will happen to them. But some of them Hashem saves the punishment till after they die. And Beis Yaakov, the Sivas here, points out that he thinks it's Lehefer from Tosfos, Adrabah. If they're not so bad, Hashem will punish them while they're alive, and this will happen to them. Why do some of them live to a ripe old age and die, peacefully? Because they're so bad that Hashem wants to give them extra good things in this world and save all their punishment for Olam Haba. This is the famous Targum Onkelos, right? We just read not so long ago. I think this was the end of Parashas Ekev. Maybe it's the penultimate pasuk of Parashas Ekev, if I'm not mistaken, where it says, "Umshalein l'son av el panav l'hav." The pshat of the pasuk is, it says, like pshat of this Gemara, Hashem pays his enemies, meaning evildoers, right away in their face. He doesn't wait, he pays them right away. Meaning, like pshat of the pasuk, like pshat of the Gemara, you do something wrong, get struck by lightning, zehu, kindergarten. And Onkelos already says, doesn't get more authoritative or classic or, well founded than Onkelos. Onkelos says in the authoritative Targum, that it means the hefech. What it means that if someone's really bad, Hashem will reward them for all the mitzvahs they did in this world, so they will have no zechuyos left and only averus left for olam haba. So therefore, he says, similar to Tosfos, it depends how good and how bad you are, but the opposite direction. Tosfos says, if you're good, you can be more mekel than the Arba Mises Beis Din, while the Beis Yaakov says, and that's clearly what the Ritva means. I mean, the Ritva was within the context of Onkelos, who's quoted by older Rishonim with Rebbeim, the Ritva, says, no, if you're good, you'll get the Arba Mises Beis Din, and then you'll have paid your dues, and you'll be clear in Olam Haba. But some of these people in Tosfos are so bad that Adrabba, Hashem found every time they give a little alms to a pauper, he gave them an extra year of goodness and health and prosperity in this world, so when they get to Olam Haba, they have nothing left in their suitcase of Zechuyos, and they are nidon only for punishment. Okay, so that's the three approaches in the Rishonim and Achronim to answering the Kasha from Insius in our Gemara. One, the Meiri Slav Davka, Derech Ha'ara, The Musar Shmuz can't paskin from a Musar Shmuz. Two is Tosfos. This is worst case scenario. But if you're good, Hashem will be more Mako. And three is the Beis Yaakov, based on the Ritva. No, this might be best case scenario. That you pay your dues now and don't owe anything later. But worst case scenario, Hashem doesn't let you pay off your obligations now and saves it all for later.
Where's the uncles?
Where's the uncles? I said I thought it was the penultimate pasuk of Parshas Ekev. Is it? Anyone want to correct me? It's not chutzpah to correct me if it's a different pasuk. Yes, you think. Okay, great. That's a bezin of two against one. No, we are sorry. We're both wrong. Okay, just goes to show that even Bezdin could be wrong. It's the penultimate pasuk of Vayeschanan, right before Parshas Eka. So it's Dvarim Zayin Yod Umshalem Sonav Panav Lavido Lo Yachal Sonav Panav Yishalem Lo Umshalem Son Oi Tavan Dinen Avdin Kadmoi Bechayehon Le Obadehan Lo Maacher Ova Tavan Son Oi Tavan Dinen Avdin Kadmoi Bechayehon Mshalem Lahon. Right, he's mishalom all the good things then now, but uvadehom, so he can destroy them later. So it's the second last pasuk in Vayeschanan.
But he has to
what? Oh, there's many gemaras that say this in different words in various places, and it's controversial. And b'chuli b'chuli. Okay, ein tan makom leharich. Yes, yes, yes. There's a lot to be said about this. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about it on Tuesdays. But as far as the Mondays and Thursdays, I think we will sadly have to say in Kamakum Harif, because there are in Echanabi. These are Dvar Ha'um de Beruma Shel Olam. But we already set aside some time on Tuesdays to discuss them. So we'll have to get back to the other type of Dvar Ha'um de Beruma Shel Olam, which is the Gufei Torah of Rav Nechunya ben Hakameh. So, let us get back to our sugya. We saw Abaya. Abaya says, Ason, Ason, meaning Bidei Shemayim is the same as Bidei Adam. Death Bidei Shemayim is the same as death Bidei Adam. It has, just like Bidei Adam is a real punishment, and you don't pay money also. Bidei Shemayim is a real punishment, you don't pay money also. Rava Amar, time that Rechonim Benekonim Yachar. Rava argued and gives a different source for Rechonim Benekonim. The Imhalim Yalim 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 etc. What is the Torah saying before Shabbat Molech that the Bezdin is supposed to give him Mises Bezdin, and if Bezdin doesn't give him Mises Bezdin, Hashem will give him Karis. So it sounds like these are, you know, substitutes for one another. And that's the drasha. Amr Torah, Karish Shalikim Yishalachem, the diuk of the pshat of these psukim, a more pshat diuk in these psukim, is that Karis is an equivalent of Mises Bezdin. And therefore, Ma Mishalachem Pagam Nusra Shulman, Ach Karish Lee Pagam Nusra Shulman, just like Mises Bezdin, you don't also have to pay according to everyone. According to Rav Nechunya, likewise, if there's Karis, you don't have to pay. My Ikabe Rav Labai, what's an Afghini of Rav Labai? So, Ikabinayu Zorcha Achal Truma. The nafgamina is if someone like me, who's not a Kohen, eats truma, and the simplest case is, let's say I eat your truma. Anyone a Kohen here? Raise your hand. Volunteer. Oh, I got some Kohen. So let's say you have truma that mamish belongs to you, right? Someone was mafresh truma; they gave it to you with a full kinyan. It actually belongs to you, and it's worth 30 shekel. And I come and I eat it. So now I'm chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Everyone knows, you're chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for a zar who eats truma. But I also stole 30 shekel from you, or damaged you 30 shekel. So, do I have to pay, or do I say kim l'rav minei? Let's just finish up the sentence. Sorry, l'abayi potter ul'rava chayiv. According to Abaye, what was Abaye's ason ason? It was chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So therefore, this also means Mitzvah Shemayim. So Mitzvah Shemayim, Patra, I don't have to pay you 30 shekel. But according to Rava, no, Kares is Hukash to Mises Bezdin. Kares is more Chamer than Mises Bezdin. And therefore, if I was Chayim Kares, I'd be Patra for Mamon, but some, oh, sorry, Kares is more Chayim, I meant the Mitzvah Shemayim. So if I was Chayim Kares, I'd be Patra for Mamon. No, if it was if I'm chayiv kares, I'd be potter from mamon. But since I'm only chayiv mises bezdin, that's too small, too weak to be considered the equivalent of mises bezdin, and I'm chayiv mamon. So that's enough kaminga. Abaye's drasha covers both kares and mises bezdin. Rava's drasha only covers kares, but not me. Sorry. Habayis drasha covers kares and mitzvah shemayim. Rava's drasha only covers kares and not mitzvah shemayim. Okay, the next line of bar is going to get exceedingly technical in terms of exactly how do I eat your truma in a way that the mitzvah bezdin and the chiyuv tashlumin is chal at the same time. Maybe they're chal at different times, and then there's nothing to talk about. Everyone agrees. If at different times I'm chayiv misa and mum, and I have to pay them both. It's only kimlu rabbin if it's the same time. Okay, that's a technical discussion we're not going to get to yet today. We're going to get to a cheshbeni discussion of Tosfos here, but one that we're going to reveal very, very fundamental insights. So, I'm going to beg everyone's indulgence if we usually our derech halimud is not necessarily so what they call cheshben. You know, we don't learn those kind of acronym regularly, but over here, it's a cheshbon, a tosfos, and other rishonim, then we have to try to follow it. Tosfos asked the following question.
On Amud Aleph, when we start with a bayah, Rashi says it's korah. Rashi is blessing korah, and now we're saying the bayah is not korah. I mean, maybe we just read it wrong. It seems to be just blessing korah, and he starts off explaining the whole sequence of bayahs.
No, so before Abaye, he mentions Kares. Because Rabbi Nachman ben Akana's example was Kares, Yom Kippur and Kashavas. Right. And, sorry. And it was in the context of, you know, remember the context. Well, it's Machlok Shoshonim. Either it's in the context of, you know, the Knas for Anida or the Knas for Achoso, right? Depending if you're going to Mishra or Chista. So we started talking about Kares. Once Abaye starts talking, Rashi doesn't say the word Kares. Right, once Abaye starts talking, we start about Kares, but Abaye happens to give an explanation for Kares that also covers Misa Bidei Shamayim. Rava gives an explanation that only covers Kares. Tosfos here has a Cheshbeni question. He asks the following, and obviously makes an assumption that we already brought out, and now we're going to analyze a little deeper, perhaps, and you're going to help me try to understand it. So Tosfos asks, Ochel Truma B'Shogeg. Says, hold on a second. Now, our Gemara Mestam is talking about someone who eats truma b'mezid. Well, I don't know, stop case is amazing until we say otherwise. But if someone eats, and if someone eats truma b'mezid, that could be a nafkamina, this, that. What did the Torah say about someone who eats truma b'mezid? They're chayiv misa, b'dei shamayim. Doesn't say whether or not they have to pay. So that could be a machlokas. But someone who eats truma b'shogeg, anyone know what the Torah says? What did the Torah say? If you chayiv what? Keren v'chomesh. And someone who eats, or is moel, benefits from hekdesh v'shogeg. Anyone know what the Torah says?
Chomesh, I know carbon.
Yeah, keren v'chomesh again, plus a carbon asham, because hekdesh is more chomer in, at least in certain ways, than truma. And, however, truma is an aveira of, nisa v'dei shamayim, as we just said. So hold on a second, this is only akasha and abayi. Right? According to Abaye, Truma is Misa Bidei Shamayim. So why do you have to pay money? It's before you have to pay money. Not only that, Behizid B'Me'ila, the Rebbe Da'amar B'Misa De'Chayim. What about Me'ila? Me'ila is a Machlokes Chachamim and Rebbe. Chacham holds there's no Misa Bidei Shamayim. And Rabbi Chacham says, it's interesting, even though Me'ila is more chomer than Truma, because it has, Hekdesh is more chomer than Truma, it has an Asham, but according to the Chachamim, Hekdesh is also less chomer than Truma, there's no Misavidei Shamayim. You think about, you know, a little later on, maybe it'll strike you why that might be true. But Rabbi holds that just like Truma has Misavidei Shamayim, Hekdesh also has Misavidei Shamayim if you eat it or benefit from it without permission. So, he asks the same question. But it says Mefurish in the Chumash that if you do Me'ila, you have to be Karen B'Chumash. So if there's Misa B'dei Shamayim, why do you have to pay? So, Tosfos says, Gzeres HaKosuv who? Must be Gzeres HaKosuv. This is Tosfos' first question. Tosfos' first question is, why do you pay Karen B'Chumash for Truma and Me'ila, if it's an Aveira
shechayavim aleha misa bidei shamayim. So Tosfos answers, Gzeiras HaKasav. It's Gzeiras HaKasav that Kilu Rabbi doesn't apply to this money. Only for other money, not for this money. Okay, you already probably could think of some other answers, perhaps. Could you think of any other answers? Why you have to pay this money if it's a if it's Kilu Rabbi? Because exactly, and that's what we mentioned last time, right? By way of introduction, now we're coming back to it. So maybe you could say, and we now you see the Ketzos is not willing to go that far, but the Pashup Shot is we associate this Shita with Rashi. The truth is, it's also a slip my mind from the Makoros sheet. It's a Melchomos, not right here, it's really Melchomos 5 lot later in our parrot. But since the riff skips the next 5 lot, it's on a page here. It's a Melchomos right here, and a Raivid, and a Ramban. So the Raivid and the Melchomos here. It's not really here, again, it's 5 lot later. But if you turn, you'll find it here, because there's no riff on the next 5 lot. maybe Rashi, right, that's what we claimed last time, right, is that Rav Nechunya ben Akane poter rak b'chayev kareis omises ben v'mamish, not b'shogig. Even though, maybe we're not familiar with this idea of Tana Debe Chizkiya. Let's look at it inside. If you flip your pages for a second.
It's both Mrs. Bestin and Koreis, or just Mrs. Bestin?
Did I say Bestin? Sorry, I meant Bidei Shamayim.
No, one second.
Yes. Misa.
What?
I did not mean Mrs. Bestin at all. If you look, there's a halacha called Tana Devei Chizkiya. One second. So it's in. This one here, hold on. Here we are. Lamed Hiyam and Aleph. The fifth line, Batanit Vechizkiya Maki Adam Maki Behema. The Torah compares, it says, Maki Behema Yishal Menem Maki Adam Yimasim Harshim Emor, compares hitting, killing a person to killing an animal, Ma Maki Behema Lofi Lakim, and Shogim Amazim, and Miskavim, Shain Miskavim, Dev Rila Dev Khalil, quote from Ramil Chayim Lamon. Just like if you kill someone's animal, it doesn't matter if you're Shogim, maze it if you meant to, if you didn't mean to, if you're, you know, trying to move upwards or downwards, one of which is more negligent than the other, either way, you're not Potter, you're Chayiv. Right? That's called Adam Mu'adiyola. You're always chayiv for damaging property. Likewise, Maki Adam, Islamic Ham and Aleph at the top, the famous Tanit Vechizkiya Drasha. If you kill someone, you're chayiv says Bezin, it doesn't matter if you were Shogeg or Mezid, doesn't even matter if you meant to kill him or didn't mean to kill him, or if you didn't mean to kill him, doesn't matter if you were going up or going down, one of which is chayiv Golas, one of which isn't, doesn't matter. As long as you did something that is an avir of Misa's Bezdin, it doesn't matter whether you're actually chayv or not. Come the Ramine applies, and you're pater from Mamon. That's Tana Devei Chizkiya. So what is the chiddush of the Rashi mentioned Pesachim that we'll come back to? And also, you find this in the Melchamos, on the page of the Rif here. And he quotes the Raivid and agrees with him. He quotes the Raivid in the Melchamos, and he agrees with the Raivid. Some of the Raivid is in the Kasuv Shem. I don't know, maybe the Ozohadar has that in that. The custom shum is the Ravid's Hasagos on the Balamor, which were not printed in the Dome of Shas, because he also has custom shum this, and this is why he's wrong.
So it's written in a separate book, the Kasam Shamra. Pretty sure it's someplace in the Oswald Hunters. So, but it doesn't matter. You don't need to look in the Kasam Shamra, because the Ramban quotes that the Ravid disputes with it all the more and agrees with him. So the Ramban and the Ravid say, there's no, you don't combine Tanit Bechiski and Rav Nechuni Ben Akaneh. If we're talking Mises Bezdin, then Mezdin is Potter from paying, and Shogi is Potter from paying. But if you're talking about Karis, or Abayis, Mises Bishamayim, that's only if you're Mamish Chayim, not if you're Shogi. And therefore, since you only have the Karen Bechomish when you're Shogi, so there's no problem, Tosa doesn't have a Kasha in the first place. You only pay Karen Bechomish when you are Shogi. You only have Karis, Mises Bishamayim when you're Mezdin. And therefore, there's no kasha on Abaye in the first place. Anyone have any other possible ways to answer this question? Have any other ideas about how to answer this question? Ah, you might say, again, I'm not telling you to leave it to Tosos, right? You know, leave it to Tosos, not so Pashut. I ask you for other ideas. You might say, hold on a second. Kavdut Rabbani only exempts you from punishments. But Karen V'chomish is not a tashlumen. Karen V'chomish is a kapara. V'haraya, you're adding a chomish. You don't add a chomish to the money you owe people. That's, you know, we don't believe in ribbis. No, a chomish is part of the idea of kapara. And look what you're doing, meaning, what do you mean, who do you owe? You owe, like, the Kohanim? You can never owe Kohanim money. If you owe Kohanim money, they can't sue you. It's called Mama Shein Lo Tovin. There's no plaintiff. What, you owe, heck, you owe God? We don't owe money to God. Lashem Haritzim Aloha on his level. And on our level, Haritzim Salam Le'adam. It's rather, for a kapara, you need to make up for your aveira and add a little. So if you say it's a kapara, then you can say very easily that Kamlid Ramine doesn't apply to a kapara. Okay, we'll see that
No,
they're both a kapara, let's say. I'm not in Tosafos here. Maybe they're both a kapara. So, who holds that? That they're both a kapara, just to get that, put that on the table. Does anyone hold that any time you pay Karen Bechomesh, or at least both of these types are a kapara. So that is the what? The Rabbeinu Dunn. Who's he quoting though? You remember who he's quoting? He quotes Rashi and doesn't love him, right? He's quoting. You remember who he quoted? The Balamor. It's the one on the sheet. So the Balamor. You're right. Rabbeinu Dunn reviews the Balamor. And Rabbeinu Dunn. Rabbeinu Dovid, for those who haven't learned Pesachim, is really, it's a mainstream Pesachim, because there aren't that many other Rishonim on Pesachim. So the Ramban on Pesachim is a handful of essays. There's no Rashba on Pesachim. The Ritva on Pesachim is notes of the Talmud that are not so complete. So they discover Rabbeinu Dovid is one of the big Talmudim of the Ramban, and in the Yeshivas they only learn Rabbeinu Dovid on Pesachim. Although someone published Rabbeinu Dovid on Sanhedrin as well, and I'm not familiar with Rabbeinu Sechtes. So okay, we're going to dub it on. It's like the substitute for the Ramban and Rashba on Pesachim. We're going to dub it on Pesachim agrees here with the Balamor. We're going to dub it, and the Balamor say, Karen Bechomesh is a kapara, and Kiblat Rabine doesn't apply to kapara. As Tosos points out in Pesachim, no one ever says you're putting karbanos to the Kamlid Ravine. That's a kapara. You only putter from like punishments when we make you pay. But if it's for a kapara, not because we're making you pay the money to punish or debt, then there's no Kamlid Ravine. Kamlid Ravine doesn't apply to your ritual kapara. That applies to money you owe in court. The Balamor actually says it a little. The Balamor actually says it a little differently, as we will see. He actually doesn't say it this way, so maybe I should not have agreed so quickly. You could say it's a kapara, and Kimmel Rami doesn't apply to kapara. Let me think for a second. That's not how the Baltimore says it. That's how Tosa says a little later on, as we'll see in a moment. Tosa sort of changes his tune about Truma, right? Tosos later says, but he only says this about Truma, that it's a kapara. The way the Baal HaMor says it is a little different. The way the Baal HaMor says it is Karen v'chomish is a kapara, and it's mechaper for the shigigas kares or misa bidei shamayim. There's no kamli b'rab mine. We'll see the subtle difference will make a difference in the cheshbon. He says it's not that kamli b'rab doesn't pop you from kaparas. It's that the whole point of kamli b'rab is you have a bigger onesh instead of the smaller onesh. But the whole point of a kapara is that if you give this money, you will exempt yourself from the bigger onesh. Right? That's exeris gas of kapara. You really did a shigigas kares, a shigigas vis-a-vis shamayim. You have a chesed in heaven. But if you pay money, you can atone for it. And therefore, it's exeris akasuv that you're right, you don't get two punishments. But you can erase the bigger onesh by paying karen v'chomesh.
What would have been the other punishment?
What?
What would have been the punishment of doing an avir that's chayiv kares or vis-a-vis
shamayim? You get whatever you get. You know, some people talk about yisurin. Right, v'hagin olav minay yisurin. Right, that's what the Gemara says. But Hashem told us v'hagin olav minay yisurin. So pashtas, achatas, or keren b'chomesh is to permanently exempt you from yisurin. Okay, so that's yisurin. Now let's
But like Tosfos says by truma, this whole proof of why it's a kapara is that mi'ila, or presuming all this other stuff, it's all together as a package. It's supposed to be something that should mind and the kapara, not that. I mean.
I'm not sure where you're quoting that from.
Where he gives a proof and he says, why do you know it's kapara? Because if not truma, you could never have of me'ila. I'm sorry, you could never have the punishment of me'ila because you could always.
Why? Why can't you just say xeris akasav? Okay, let's read it in Tosfos. Okay, we'll get there. Let's continue where we left off. In Tomer, la abaye de patachai misa bidei shamayim. According to Abaye, even the chayim comes to like your rabbi, daughter, he's in b'meila. Excuse me, b'misa. So now this is already a weak question, I must admit, because only it's a question on Abaye. Okay, you're allowed to ask a question on Abaye. That's a question on Abaye, right? But it's only if from the chayim to call it kind of holds like rabbi. So it's already a little bit of a weak question. If from the chayim to kind of holds like rabbi, of course you can always answer. The chayim to kind of doesn't hold like rabbi. Did you see anyone ever who answered that?
Tosfos himself at the end.
Not at the end here. Tosfos himself at the end, the re-second answer, just says, who says the kasha? So Enechrami. From now we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Elkanah doesn't hold like Rebbe, according to Abaye. Not the end of the world, right? Not going to impact our lives. But Tosfos wants to like cover over all his possibilities. Louis Yitzurior, if we would discover that Rabbi Yochanan ben Elkanah hold the hell like Rebbe, then Abaye would be in trouble. Why? Because Amai Tanya Perkal Shah, Ochel Chomet Shel Hektish Bavoi, Yesh Omrim Lo Maal, Vermeer Man Yesh Omrim, Rav Nechoni Ben Akonech. Vakeven de Goli Rechwana Gabi Hektish Lo Shayak Himle, Dim Lokin in Lacha Adam Shomol Behektish, Im Kain Bepesach Lami, Kikakaris Lichayif. Lo Havalon the Mamer, Dikim Le Rav Mine. Okay, now the, alright, let's see. This. I made a real estate allocation error. I need a better architect here. Because now we're going to have to, before we get to really maybe figuring out like what are the fundamental lumdish commitments involved here in the Rishonim and Achronim, I want to work out the cheshbon of how all the sugyas work out. So let us try to work out the cheshbon of the sugyas. In order to do that, we started with the first question, right? Why do you pay Keren the Chomesh for an Aveira Shechayavin Aleha Kares or Misa Bidei Shamayim? I'll abbreviate Bidei Shamayim. So, we said Tosos started out saying Zeres Akasa. In the end, that's going to be only his answer for Me'ila, right? In the end, only for Me'ila he's going to give that answer, if I can get ahead of myself a little. Ravid and the Milchamos here, and Rashi, Lechora, say that Rav Nechunya ben Hakaneh only applies the mazid, not the shogeg. What do they say? Even though the hekesh said kares is like misas bezdin, and even though the hekesh said also misas bidei shamayim is like misas bezdin, doesn't mean it always. It only means the mazid when you actually get it. It's not like misas bezdin leading a ton of vechuskia of the shogeg. And then we had Tosfos later. Tosfos in the end, although he says only for truma. He says, Keren v'chomesh is a kapara, and Kinle v'ramine doesn't apply to kapara. Apologize for repeating myself. And the Balamor also says it's a kapara. Keren v'chomesh is a kapara, and a kapara removes the onesh of shigigas kares or misa bidei shamayim. That's the whole point of the kapara, that you have erased the bigger onesh. So the okay leg ramine. That's the uniqueness of kapara. Okay. The excuse me. Now let's start with Tosfos's question. What was Tosfos's question? If in Me'ila we said, Tosfos says, Gzeres HaKasav, there's no Kimud Rabbine. So, why does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, if you eat Chometz Hekdesh on Pesach, according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakaneh, this is all according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakaneh, right? We're going to assume it's all Rav Nechunya ben Hakaneh. We're not even going to say that anymore. If you eat Chometz, we don't pass like it. That's irrelevant today. If you eat Chometz Hekdesh on Pesach, that is the, excuse me, Gemara on Sachin Daf Chav Tes. Rav Nechunya ben Hakaneh says you're potter. You're potter from Keren v'Chomesh. Not only that, once you're potter from Keren v'Chomesh, you're potter from the Asha. So you save yourself a lot of money. Why? Because you're chayav kares for for Pesach, right? So what's the question? How come in what did we just discover? In a, and we're going to have to repeat this a little. Here is Tosfos. How come in a normal case of Me'ila, you are Chayav Mamon, right? That's what he started out with. But Ochel Trumas Chametz Pesach. No, not Trumas Chametz Pesach. Right. Achal Chametz Shel Hekdesh for Pesach. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. In Achal Chametz Shel Hekdesh for Pesach, you are potter from Mamon. You're potter from the Chiv Me'ila. And again, you don't even bring the Asha because reminiscent of our all or nothing. So yeah, if you're potter from Keren v'Chomesh, you're also potter from Asha. It's an all or nothing. It's a package deal. So that's Tosfos' stira. So, what's the answer? Martin Tosfos?
Is there a cost of money?
Okay.
The chalak between Karis and...
Exactly. Veris HaKosov, that you're chayav in Tashlume Me'ila. Even with Misa Bidei Shamayim. Right? But, so, what?
This is Karis.
Exactly. Well, that's normal case Me'ila. But, as Tosos, V'chitema, if you want to answer, but Misa de Hektish Dafka Goli Rechon de Lormin Kili Ramine Avol Hasan Avi Pesim Dika Karex Lo Goli Kra. Great answer. But over here, there's no, if it's all a matter of Gzeres HaKasov, what's the rule of Gzeres HaKasov? En Chavar L'Chidusho. There's no Gzeres HaKasov to be Mechayav together with Karex. So, great answer. Gzeres HaKasov that with Misa B'nei Shemayim, you also pay money. But there's no Gzeres HaKosov to pay money with Kares, and therefore, if it's Pesach and it's Kares, it's worse than just Me'ila, then you don't have to pay money. What's Tosa's problem? Tosa's problem is... In Cain, Hadistan Hassam, there's another parallel case. There's two cases of Gassim Sachem, which makes the Cheshbon so hard to keep track of and hurts our brains, which are not, have not been trained from their youth to follow Cheshbons. Ha'ochel, Trumas, Chametz, B'Pesach, B'Shogeg, Mishalim, Karim, B'Chomash, Mezit, Patr, N'Shlomim, O'Farsh, B'Gor, B'Mezit, Patr, D'Kim, L'Ramine, Karim, L'Chonya. The Mishnah says a little later on in Sachem, if you eat not Chametz plus Hekdesh, but Chametz plus Truma, which is very parallel. Truma is Misa Vishamayim Karim Chomish, and Misa Vishamayim Korja Rebbe, which we are Karim Chomish. That bin Shogeg your Chayav, bin Mezid your Pater. Why are you Pater? Mezid? Kidurat Rechon Yibet Akana. He Pater's you, bin Mezid, because the Kares Pater's you from Tashlumen. The Hashtab Shogeg Nami Lifter, Mishum Kares Pesach. The Fila Mishogar, I mean, Kibla Grabin, Akin, I mean, Kamil Pirkin. What is Pater say? What about the next case of Sachem? Ochel Shlumas Chametz B'Pesach B'Shogeg, right? B'Mezid Pater, that's fine. But it's Chayav Mamon, right? What kind of Mamon is it? Chayav, clearly the Karim Chomish. So hold on a second, what's the difference? If you're going to say the Gzeres HaKasov that you have to have money even with Misa B'Dei Shamayim, you also, but not money with Kares, here there's Kares, so you should be Pater. So now it's a problem. And Tosafot says, don't say, all of a sudden you bring in Shogeg, there's different Shogeg and Mezid, like the Ramban, right, that we mentioned, and the Rashi, and etc. Don't say that, because we know later in our parak, he's referring to Tanya B'Chizkiya, right, the prince, well, he says, Lama Heyam and Aleph, which is exactly where we read a few minutes ago, that Shogeg and Mezid is all the same. El, al parak, which of the Gali, Rechon, and Mezid, Shum, and Shogeg, Glomer, and Kibbutz, Rami, they, but what think he could carries, now he's stuck. Hold on a second. Why are you chayiv Mamon here? You'll say, oh, Gzeres HaKasov, you're chayiv even with Karis. Then he's ruined his answer from here. Now he's stuck. So what is Tosafot's answer? B.H. Lomer, he makes a very lumdish distinction. This is a very lumdish, brisker kind of Tosos. You know, we see two Karim B'chomishes that look almost the same, right? Kodesh Lashem and Trumas Lashem, right? Truma we give to the Kohanim for Hashem. Hektish, we also sometimes give to the Kohanim for Hashem. Right? Both of them, you're not supposed to take without permission. And both of them, you're chayav a keren v'chomesh. Very, very parallel. Both of them, you're chayav misa v'yishamayim, according to Rebbe. Very parallel. So, I apologize. Very parallel. So, what's the difference between, why is there a difference in halacha between hektish and truma? And you could have asked this question without our sugya legamri. You could have just, in Pesachim said, how come there's a stira? When it's truma of chametz truma your chayiv, when it's chametz hektish your potter. But Tosos, what is Tosos? The answer here is the famous lumdus chiluk. The shlomo the shani shem gives truma shem the tashlumi de kapara v'loma mona k'darmina b'masekes trumos. Ah, what does Tosos add? That there is no kimlin rambine by keren b'chomesh de truma because it's kapara. And what's Tosfos Chiddush? Keren b'chomesh of hektish is tashlumin. Keren b'chomesh of truma is kapara. Why? It's a Chiddush. Because you might have said adrabba, but Tosfos no. You might have said the other way. Truma, it's you're stealing from the Kohanim. They're people. You should owe them money. Hekdesh, you're stealing from God. Lashem Haaretz and Lo anyway. You don't owe him anything. But he says, no, Adarabah, if you think about it, Hekdesh is a real bainus. Hekdesh is like it really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Truma, it doesn't really belong to anyone. It has to go to some kohen, but there's no one who actually has any right to it. So that's what they'll say. Hekdesh, no. The Gizbar representing Hashem, Hashem is a shliach called the Gizbar of Hekdesh, has a right to it and can demand that money from you. So therefore, if you steal it, you have to pay tashlumin. Truma, no kohen has a right to it. No kohen can sue you for truma. Okay, those who were here for Bump and Seal over the 2 years ago. Remember Tosfos Kasha, right? A tough kohen. How can any kohen have a right to demand anything? It doesn't go to any kohen. There are a lot of kohanim in the world. None of them has a right. That's called Momo Chayin Lo Tovin, right? Kohanim can't sue me, I'm sorry, for not giving them truma. Because it doesn't belong to anyone. Also, why do I have to pay? I have to pay the kapara. And that's Tosfos Chiddush here, because kapara, even though, let's just fill in the sort of side point. We're not getting into kapara tashlum here. We could spend a week of lundus, and we could spend a month of lundus, ask them what the implications are for truma, what the implications are for hekdesh. Someone already mentioned to me that they have nostalgia for the brach stencil in Meruba, who discusses the Nesivas here, but we're not getting into this. He says, but Karen Bechomesh Dime'ila is Tashlumin. Okay, that's Tosfos Lamdashita about the relationship between Truma, and again, you might have thought the opposite. Truma is human, Tashlumin. Mi'ila is divine, Kapara, but Lavdavka. Mi'ila is divine, but the divine has a bayus. So that's Tashlumin. You're right, Truma goes to humans, but no human has a bayus. You get to pick any of hundreds of thousands of humans, or however many of you there are. And therefore, no, I don't really owe Tashlumin, that's just Kapara.
It brings later on. I mean, it answers that also because it's all Bidei Shamayim. So it's Kimlo Bidarabe that brings the sheet to that. Kimlo Bidarabe is not stuff that all goes to Shamayim.
Okay, that's not Tosfos yet.
Right, okay.
Okay, let's finish Tosfos. Right, maybe this will be the first Tosfos to read the beginning of
that. That's the spark for why Shuma is a foreign official, that even the Mesa is a official.
Aha, because the case. That's a good question. Hashdus, the case of Mazin might only be when it was already given to a Kohen, and then there's Haka Tashlumin. While the case of Shogay, we're talking about where it wasn't yet given to a Kohen, but if the Shogay was given to a Kohen, it might be Tzedinim, so we can technically answer that. Now, and what's the proof? In Trumas, the Rotz, a Kohen, Limchol, any Yochol, Limchol, Mashub, Lohamim, Mamun, El Kapara, right? If you owe the money, the Kohen can be Mochol, no, the Kohen can't be Mochol. Another riot is that even if it's your own truma, even if you're a Israel who happens to own truma, you still have to pay. You have to pay Karen B'chomesh to a Kohen. Well, therefore, it shows kapara. It's not about tashlum. And lekach lo shaya kim leib derav mina lepotu mikapara. Karen B'chomesh shel hektish ain't shul kapara l'shomo shegozal hektish. Hektish really gzeilus, really bayilus. I know it's God, not human. But le'inyan zeh, God has the same kind of bank account that we do. He has, it's a regular bayus. We're talking about regular gazelle. I understand. Hashem is a little beyond everything. But l'maisa, Hashem set up a bank account in olam hazeh, but he appointed a gizbar in charge of it and called it hektish. And then we're dealing with regular dinei mamonos. V'teida, the b'shumah chayim shum kaparahu v'lom shum came into Goli Goli, Dalar Rav, Dalar Pater, Misa, Mitam, Nekim L'Rav, Minei, Maitam, Olo Mifter, Ochol, Trumas, Amit, Pesach. I'm sorry. Elevada, Nishom, Kaparahi. Another proof that Truma is a Kapara is, how about Rava? Rava says there's no Xeris Akasov because, according to Rava, of course, no Xeris Akasov. Because Misa B'Dei Shemayim is no filling the Rabbinate, only Karis does. And there's no Karis for Truma or for Me'ila, etc. So according to Rav, there's no Xeris HaKasav. So there is Kimlo Rabbinate by Truma. So why isn't there a Ptur of Kimlo Rabbinate? So the answer must be because of Kapara. Okay, the Im Tomer of Hadanam Perikta. Okay, fine.
That's then we get into details that we're not going to read the whole Tosfos now. Great. We're reading into very specific Truma details. Now, that's Tosfos. What does Tosfos and Psachim? What does Tosfos, he sort of adds, it's the Re and Psachim. I don't think here it has a name. Did it have a name in Tosfos here? No, but in Psachim it's the Re, on Kaf Tesem and Aleph, and the beginning is exactly the same as we had, until the very end, I think like Mamish, the very end of the Tosfos Psachim, the Odo Marie, here, Yoli, the Odo Marie, and then there's only 8 more words. Right, what's the Odo Marie? The Hacha Asya, Leva Darabanan, the Amri, Hizid, and Ela, the Azhara. The Re has another answer. What's the Re's other answer? The ode on Marie, right? The ode on Marie, how did he answer? He says, no problem. We're dealing with two different Tanaim. Here he says, yes. Normal case of Me'ila. Lefi Rebbe, right? So here, Lefi Rebbe, you would say it's like Zeros Gosov, that you're Chayav, Tashlume, Me'ila, even with Kares or Misa Bidei Shemayim. And he's not going to Chalak in Zeros Gosov. What's the Oda Marie? He gives a technical answer to this far. That this is not I'll leave it to Rebbe. So there's no Zeres HaKosov. That's not a leave it to Rebbe. This Gemara, Chav Pesam Aleph, is not a leave it to Rebbe. It's a leave it to Chachamim HaKadosh, but not Rebbe. Maybe he doesn't hold like Rebbe. Or at least maybe that Brisa holds like him and not like Rebbe. And therefore, if you hold like Rebbe, there's a Zeres HaKosov. But if you don't hold like Rebbe, there's no Zeres HaKosov. Why? Because the Ela is not Chayav anything special. So there's no Zeres HaKosov. Just money without any submission at all. And then once you add Kares, there's no Zeres HaKosov, of course, you become Potter. And now, according to the Odo Marie, he doesn't specify, but according to the Odo Marie, we can add, could answer easily. Meaning, he might still hold from the difference between Kapara and Tashlum, but you can answer easily that there's a Zeres HaKosov that you're chayav tashlume truma even with kares or misa bidei shemayim, right? The only reason the main day in Tosfos couldn't say the Zeres HaKosov even with kares is because they had to answer the case of Me'ila. Once he said the case of Me'ila is not Rebbe, so it's very easy and a posture, and that sounds like where our Tosfos was going until they got sidetracked. Okay, that's the approach of Tosfos. Someone give me a different approach to answering these questions. Could be based on what's on the board or just based on what you remember from Seder time. Who would take a different approach to answering these questions? Well, most famously. The answer to most famously is always Rashi, right? Rashi has a very simple approach, which is just denying one premise of Tosfos here, right? Rashi is a very simple approach to denying one premise of Tosfos. What does Rashi say? Rashi says very simple. Normal case of Ilufi Reb, you are Yuchai Ramon. Ah, it's a Shigi Asmisa Bidei Shemayim. So what does Rashi say?
You don't say that for
the exactly. That Shigigas, or there's only Himlid Ramine for Mazid of Kares or Misa Bidei Shemayim. And this is a case of Shogeg. Okay, does Rashi have an easy or hard time carrying it through in the Sugyas of Psachim? Not such a hard time. What's Rashi going to say? Over here, why are you putter? So what's he going to say?
Because there it's
Mazid. He says, Vates a Pasha Okimta. The Okimta is that you are Hezid Bechametz. Oh, hold on. But if you're Mazid, then why are you talking about the Elo? We all know there's no Chiyuv Elo but Mazid. Exactly. Hezid Bechametz Vishagag B'me'ila. Meaning, you have to say Shagag B'me'ila. Everyone but the Rosh Mishans knows you have to say Shagag B'me'ila. Because it really means you're part of the Karen Chomish and the Karban. There's only a half meaning of a Karban, B'shogeg. So yeah, you're right. It was Me'ila B'shogeg, but it was Chametz B'mezid. I mean, that's not a crazy Okimta. The guy knew it was Chametz and didn't know it was Hekdish. As a matter of fact, that's a very reasonable Okimta. If I go to your house on Pesach, I see a loaf of bread. Mestama, I know that it's Pesach. Mestama, I know that it's Chametz, meaning there's no secrets here. It's a loaf of bread. So I'm Mezid B'chametz. But how do I know it's Hekdish? Everyone knows what's Hekdish, what isn't. We're all the Madreka that we can sense the aura of Hekdish. No, I ate a loaf of bread thinking I was on purpose with Machal Pesach, eating Chametz on Pesach, but I didn't realize that it was always also Hekdish. Not so crazy. And what's Rashi going to say about this case? Is he? Does he? Right? And what does Rashi do with this case? Why in this case are you Chayav? So Rashi says, very Pashut. That's what's the Okimta here. Yeah? Exactly! Here's the case of Shagag B'chametz. And obviously Shagag B'truma, because it says explicitly Shogeg. Shogeg explicitly means Truma. He said, no, that's the case where the Shogeg was Truma and Chametz. Here's the case where the Shogeg is Me'ila, but the Chametz part was amazing. Now, what Rashi is doing is taking two sugyas of Shagag and saying, well, in one of them you're Shogeg on both Isurin, the other one you're Shogeg on one Isurin and amazing on the other Isur. So it's an Okimta. But it's not a crazy Okimta, right? Meaning it's a toss-up. It's a coin toss where you Shogeg or Mazid on the other Isser. It's a coin toss. So there are two sugyas. Why couldn't the coin toss have gone two different ways? Right? Not at all a not a dochuk Okimta. A reasonable Okimta. Yeah, and then everything's shown on Yisrael. Right? That's how Rashi I'm sorry. That's how Rashi answers this stira. And if we look for a second at the Balamor here, which I printed out here, and let me just find the right line here. The H Omrim Svirlikar and the Chudim and Akan Hilkachim Hezid Bechametz V'Shagag V'Hekdish Potter. Right? That's what he says. Hezid Bechametz V'Shagag V'Shagag V'Hekdish. And then he says, as opposed to, Kahai Gavna, as opposed to, he says, Vim shogag b'shnehem chayav ... Ki agavna the Mishnah later on of ochel trumas chametz b'pesach. So he says the exact same thing as Rashi. He said this sugya of chametz al hekdesh is hezid b'chametz shogag me'ila. That's why he is potter. But if you be shogag of both he's chayav, and that's exactly the case later of trumas chametz. So he gives the exact same answer as Rashi. And Minastam, I would assume the Ramban and the Raivah would also give the exact same answer, but they don't necessarily go through every sugya in Chukim, because they're in the middle of the sugya later on in Ksumas, is how they come onto it. But Minastam, same thing. Okay. Are there any other answers? There's a bit of a dogmatic answer in the Rosh Mishans. I don't know if anyone figured out how the Rosh Mishans answered this question. Anyone figure out how the Rosh Mishans answered this question?
Elul was amazing and Chosef Samaral.
Correct. He says in Chosef Samaral, Elul was amazing. Why is that dachuk? Because usually when we talk about Patra Chayiv and Me'ila, we mean the Karban and the Chomesh Mishogi. It's dachuk. The Gemara even says a few places, like you shouldn't even call it Me'ila. That makes it. So that's a dachuk shot. But the Seder, one of the, says the Rosh Mishans, on his Perush, right, we know the Rosh Mishnah, so the Perush on the Mishnah is when there's no Bavli, and it's printed in the Vilna Shas, right, on Zoraim and Taros, the Rambam on the one side, the Rosh Mishnah on the other side. On Ksuvus, he also has Tosfos. the Rosh Mishnah says, what's his answer? He basically works off the assumption that what does he say? He says over here he makes an okimta. What's the okimta? The okimta is that he was mazed b'me'ilah.
He also questions Tosfos, doesn't he, on Kfaro?
Yes. So what is he going to say? He's going to say the same issue here, right? He's going to be a Baal Tosfos. Gzeres HaKasov, that you're Chayav Karen v'chomesh dim'ila v'shogeg, even with kares or misa b'dei shamayim. But the gzeres hakasov only applies to me'ila v'shogeg. Why? Because the Torah only talked about me'ila v'shogeg. When the Torah said you're chayav pay money, that was only me'ila v'shogeg. We're not even sure if you have to pay mikaraisa. It's so pashut. That's me'ilu b'shogeg. That's the gzeres hakasov. Torah never talks about paying for me'ilu b'mezid. Never. No place in the chumash. Me'ilu b'shogeg. So what's the okimta here? The okimta here was that he'zid b'me'ila, and therefore the gzeres hakasov doesn't apply. As opposed to, he says, what's the okimta here? Shogag b'truma, and therefore the gzeres hakasov applies. So it's like Rashi and Alamor. He makes Okimta, Mazin, and Shogeg, but on the other half, Rashi changed the Okimta, Mazin, and Shogeg in the Chavitz. The Rashi Shan changed the Okimta, Mazin, and Shogeg in the Kedusha, whether it be Truma or Hekdesh. It's a little duffel because usually we don't talk about Chayim and Pater and Ila when you were Mazin. Usually Chayim and Pater and Ila means a Karban when someone was Shogeg. So it's a little bit of a duffel. I guess if you wouldn't mind, we'll just point out this is a little bit dachuk. Most people are not willing to say the lashon of achayiv and the ma'al and lo ma'al means mazid. The lashon of ma'al and lo ma'al and all of shas means chayiv a karban shokeg. He thinks ma'al and lo ma'al means you didn't have eruv mazid. Okay, and you have to pay money for mazid. It's a little dachuk, but that's how he, within the gzeres kasev derech, is mechalek between these two sugyas. Now, did we, now, let us just try to figure out some of the svaras. Now that we've worked out all the sugyas, I think we actually worked out all the sugyas. I will tap you into a side point, but those that deceive us about the more increase us, the mission increases us, rather. But we've worked out all the sugyas. Now, let's try to figure out what these svaras are. What's the svara? So, Tosos doesn't really have a svara. As a matter of fact, for three of these four ways of working out the sugyas, we don't really have a we don't really need a svara. It's a gzeres hakasov. Kibbutz Rabbani is across the board, right? Kibbutz Rabbani is across the board. We're making no chiddush about Kibbutz Rabbani here. Everything chayav mezid, whatever your shita is Kibbutz Rabbani. The chidushim were all about the gzeres hakasov, and within the gzeres hakasov are about the okimtas, and about whether it's rebbe or not rebbe, and about fundamental lumdus and the nature of tashlumei truma and the nature of tashlumei me'ila. But within Kibbutz Rabbani, everyone's straightforward. It's gzeres hakasov, then we're working from there. Meaning, what's the gzeres hakasov? We no longer are analyzing Kibbutz Rabbani. We're analyzing what fits into the gzeres hakasov and what doesn't. I got this. I just point out in the Rash. The Rash is very mefurish right here, as well as I put in brackets the Rash one part earlier in Trumos, that he doesn't like the mainstream answer of Tosfos, meaning the main answer of the Re, because he thinks that both Truma and Meila are both Tashlumin and not Kapara. So therefore, he wouldn't go with the Re's answer. Now again, that's a very interesting story which we're not going to get into now. Right, I'll just point out that he rejects the mainstream answer of Tosos. He's one of the Bali Tosos. But meaning he rejects the main answer of Tosos, because he holds that both are tashlumin, not kapara. That's an excellent question. You're absolutely right. That is an excellent question. And the real answer to the Shiloh Matodit is that, of course, you should look for a svar even for Xeris HaKasav in terms of the fundamental method. But in terms of practical Shiloh Matodit, so often what I find is a more efficient way of doing things is that when you're left with Xeris HaKasav, and that's what is the main thing, and that's what there is to analyze, so yeah, you delve into a little more. When you have Xeris HaKasav and you have other Shitas, so you first prioritize finding the svar for the other Shitas and leave that as a black box, even though Metadit, you're absolutely right. Xeris HaKasav is, and maybe we'll have a chance to get back to it, Xeris HaKasav is not, does not mean it has no logic whatsoever. Xeris HaKasav just means we wouldn't have realized on our own, but there are many things that I wouldn't realize on my own that still make sense. I just wouldn't have realized on my own. So you're right. And maybe I'll try to fill it in.
Are we saying that Tosfos doesn't agree with the Balam Mor and the Ragvin and the Perush of Chizkiya? Right?
Correct.
So then he has no choice, really. He can't make a decision.
Correct. Absolutely. You're right. Okay. Now, let us just take this and figure out the svara. What so far does it look like we need a svara for? We need a svara for here for the difference between Shogeg and Mesid. We need a svara for the difference between Shogeg or Mesid. So let's try to figure out what is the difference here between Shogeg and Mesid. So, why is is there Kimli Ravine by Mazid of Kares Boom Mesid Shamayim, but not by Shogeg? Given, of course, this all started in the Chizkiya, given that his whole shita, remember, Bein Labai, Bein L'Rabba. I saw some there from Michalik. Bein Labai, Bein L'Rabba. Rav Nechonia never found, meaning it's not that Rav Nechonia, he found a pasuk about Kares and Tashlumin. He never found a pasuk about Kares and Tashlumin. He found a pasuk that Kares is like Mises Bezdin. Right? According to Rabba, Kares is like Mises Bezdin. According to Abaye, even Mises B'nei Shammai is like Mises Bezdin. His whole mukar is that it's like Mises Bezdin. So Mises Bezdin, Bein B'mei Zibin Nishon, he's part of Tanu Bechitz, yeah? 99% of Rishon and Akron hold that not only is Tanu Bechitz, you're right, Tanu Bechitz is universally accepted, there is no other Tana. So, why is this case different? And here, the Balam Mor is fundamentally not saying the same thing as Rashi, Pashas. I think there are three different ways of understanding this. One is the Balam Mor. If you look at the Balam Mor, the Balam Mor is saying that this isn't really true. Maybe I wrote you a little dictum, because this isn't as far as the Balam Mor. The Balam Mor does not hold that Rav Chanina ben Kanan is only been made and not Shogeg. What's as far as the Balam Mor? As far as the Balam Mor is, sorry. The Yeshom is filling from the Chanina ben Kanan. Helkavim hezid b'chamim to shagig behek the shpater because can shezid b'shneim be shagig b'shneim chayav b'yapkav the time olim chayim misa shogim b'dover acher pater. Don't we hold from Tanit Bechizkiya? So the Balam Mor says shani hacha shetashlumen lekapara nitnu. We talk shenit na shiga kodesh lekapara nina af shiga shchamitz lekapara. What does he say? He says the Balam Mor. Here we'll put in parentheses Tosfos. Tosfos says that there is Himle Rinat Vidaravane by Shogeg, just like Mesid. And that's why Tosfos had to get started down the whole path of Xeris HaKasav, because he had no other choice in the matter. He had one other choice in the matter, but he could have said they're both Kapara, but he didn't hold that. says the Baal Mor, Baal Mor is in between. It's not really in between, it's almost like Tosfos. Almost the same as Tosfos. I know he interprets the Gemaras like Rashi, but he's almost the same as Tosfos. It's Mochrach. If you look most of Rashi, he's not saying the same as Baal Mor. It's Mochrach most of Mochrach, he's not saying the same as Rashi. What does the Baal Mor say? He says, generally, there is Kimli Rav Mine by Shogeg of Kares or Misa Bidei Shamayim. But, generally there is. But since the Tashlumim we're talking about here at Kapara, he holds, there are three shitas. The Rash holds both Truman Hekdish or Tashlumim. Tosfos holds one is Tashlumim, one is Kapara. Baal Mor holds they're both Kapara. But, since Karen Vechomesh of both is Kapara, it is Mechaper on Shegigas Chometz also, and that's why the No Kilerim would not be made. That's why the Baal Mor, I had to change from Rashi all the way to the right of the board. The Baal Mor says, he really holds like Tosfos. He interprets the Gemara's and suck him like Rashi. He answers up all the Gemara's like Rashi, but he doesn't hold like Rashi. He holds like Tosfos. What does he say? He says, of course, Rav Nechunya ben Akana says, right, Karish Shali, Kamisa Shalachem, says, Ma'asol Asol, Ma'asol, Am Asol. He says it's exactly equivalent. The only technical difference, the only reason why he thinks it's in Shogeg and Mazon is to deal with Kapara. Because everyone knows what's the rules of Kapara in the Torah. What does a Kapara Mechaper on in the Torah? What kind of Avera? The Shogeg. What is a Karban Mechaper on? A Shogeg. What is a Karen Vechomesh Mechaper on? A Shogeg. We all know that Kapara is for Shogeg and Kapara is not for Mazon. For Mazon, you need an Onesh, not just to do a Kapara. Right, you can't just go to the priest and do confession and get rid of a mazon. Okay, for Shogeg, you go to the priest, you do a confession, you slip a little Karen Vechomesh or a goat, and you're Beseder. Okay, obviously I'm slipping it. But the point is, for Shogeg, you have sincere remorse, and you try to do something to reinforce the values that you neglected, and it's forgiven. By Mazon, you need to be punished. So that's what he says. Since Karen Vechomesh is a kapara erases Kares Misa Bidei Shamayim B'Shogeg. That's the nature of kapara. Since it is a kapara, meaning a kapara erases a shigegas kares or Misa Bidei Shamayim. That's the nature of a kapara. And therefore, no problem. When you're dealing with kapara, there's no kim rabbi named Shogeg, because luckily you did the kind of Shogeg that gets erased by kapara. Now, what's his chiddush? His chiddush is that Karen Vechomesh, once it's mechaper on the Mehila, is also mechaper on the Chometz. That's a big chiddush. It almost sounds like you don't need to bring a Karban Chatas, but look at his lashon. I'll read you his lashon again. Mitosh nitna shigas kodesh lekapara, nitna af shigas Chometz lekapara. He says it. Now, it's a little strange, but what does that mean? If you eat chametz, you bring a chatas. But if you eat chametz of hefdish, you pay Karen Vechomesh, then you already get kapara, you don't need to bring a chatas. Sounds a little strange to me. But, that's what he says. So this Baal Mor is a big chiddush. He's really, what he's doing is, he really is committed to Tosfos' perspective on life. Shogeg, Mazon, all the same, Tanit Vechizkiah. He just needs to answer up the... He wants to answer up the Gemara is better than Tosfos. He wants you to use Rashi to answer up the Gemara. So he says, "Mitov shenitna shigas hekdesh shigas meila lekapara nitna shigigas chametz lekapara." That is a big chiddush. Okay, but that's the Baal Mor.
So this is one approach, two approaches.
Let's take Rashi's. Yeah,
in any cases of.
Yes, if you ate Trumas Hekdish and
based on the Truma and Shogig on the Hekdesh. Oh, did you say Adam?
Adam, yeah.
Say that again?
In either case, you have Misbide Adam and the Shogig Kapara. Because being with the Baal HaMor apply this even if this is the case proper?
No, he absolutely would not, because we all know that there's I think not. I see what you're saying. Meaning, what if someone was Shogag on Shabbos and they ate truma b'shogeg on Shabbos, right? They like sort of carried it outside in versus Rabbim and swallowed it, and that was the hanacha, right? So then what would be the case? The shigas truma is nitzan l'kaparet v'kari v'chomesh. So is that also machaper and shigas Shabbos and takes away the tana v'chizya? It sort of sounds like it would. It's very radical, right? But that's what he said. Nitoshin no one shigas l'kaparet and the other shigas l'kaparet. That seems to be a big chiddush to follow up. That seems to be a big chiddush. I don't think it's interesting. The Rebbeinu David seems to approve of this Baal HaMor, but it's a big chiddush. So let's go to the more mainstream approach. Says Rashi, Lefi Rebbeinu David, and most Mefarshim, right? And this is also the Shita of the Ravid and the Milchamos. What do they say? They say very, very pasha. They fundamentally disagree with Tosos, right? Fundamentally against Tosos, right? Not the Baal HaMor who finds some excuse. Baal HaMor ends up like the same as Tosos anyway. Tosos says there's no kinyan remedy for kaparas. He says, well, no kinyan remedy for kaparas if they're mechatan or something. There's difference, not meaning between them. But the Pshat of Rashi, this is a reading of the Rashi, even though it wasn't his maskana. No, he's fundamentally against Tosos. There's a fundamental difference between Karis and that, what does he say? Mises Desdin. When you have Mises Desdin, then there's Kimlid Ravine, even Bishoge. But when you have Karis and Misa Midei Shamayim Oliva Da'abaye, then there's Kimil Ramine only B'mezid not B'shogeg. Okay. Why is that? Someone tell me what the svar is. We have to leave room, Dawid, for Rashi Lefi Ktos. Right? But what's the svara? But I think most people understand Rashi not like the Ktos. The Ktos wanted to like rescue Rashi for Tosos to make some sort of pshara. He's not the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is parallel to Rashi, but totally on Tosos' side. Tosos' mamish wanted to make a pshara. But pshara that Tosos on one side of the river, Rashi on the other side of the river, never the twain shall meet. Right? What's pshara and Rashi? Why is there a difference? Taka Tosos at the point, right? Misa Karis Shalif and Misa Shalachem. Ma Ason Didei Adam Kacha Adam Shalayim Kacha. So, what's Pshat in the Svar of Rashi? And this, I quoted from many Achronim right last year that understood Rashi this way. He Mamish doesn't. Meaning, you could have kind of Bechizkia by Misa Svezdin. You could have Rav Nechoni Ben Akane by Mesid. You can't combine Tanu Bechizkia and Rav Nechoni Ben Akane. And I'll read that lashon to you from the Milchamos.
Only because it's not something you said that Rashi.
Says what?
Says that Rashi, doesn't have to do with Tosos because he doesn't get Tosos applies to
that. Exactly. Right. And then see, it's a line like this also someplace, if I can find it. Shema minalo omer echone elo bemezit ika karis. Vechai vemisos iskash. Yeah, but Chayv and Mises Ishkis, Chayv and Karslo Ishkis. Tanav Echizkiyas Hekish is only for Mises Bezdin. There's no Tanav Echizkiya on Karis. No Tanav Echizkiya on Karis. What's the svara here? Something is a svara. Why should there be a difference if, I mean, it's a little funny. What happened to the idea of Hekish? What happened to the idea of Zirashava? Ain't Hekish Lamechza? Okay, not a full Hekish. Why should there be this difference? So I think you could explain this in a, I guess, quantitative or qualitative fashion. What might you say? Why is there a difference?
Is there any part of you for doing showing that as chav karis? Do you get anything?
You have to bring a chatas.
For karis?
That's the general rule of chatas, right? Whatever your chav karis makes, your chav karis is showy, more or less. So let me tell you what is not the answer according to Rashi. What is not the answer according to Rashi is because a shogeg mises bezin is still a very, very chomer. You get a lot of punishment up in Shemayim. A shogeg karis is less chomer. Meaning, you might be tempted, if you were a boring person, or you want to exploit the options, to say it's a quantitative difference. Karis is a big punishment. Mises bezin is a big punishment. Is a bigger punishment. Mises bezin, even b'shogeg, is a big punishment. Like, up in Shemayim, you get a big punishment. But kares b'shogeg, even though it's chayav chatas, is not such a big onus. It's just not big enough. You could have said that, right? But that would be assuming the point of Tana Vichiski is that even shogeg is a big punishment. Rashi clearly doesn't hold that. Why? What is Rashi holding about Mechama? What if you're Mechal Shabbos b'mekalkel? Is there Kimli Ramine? So that's that. We don't have to remember and assimilate all the slumdus now. These are concepts that it's going to take us, we're going to have to come back to each point to them, so not to worry. But that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Bava Kamma on the Makor sheet. Rashi holds even Chil Shabbos b'mekalkel, or Lakshin Shul Leguf or something, which is not an Issur D'oraisa at all, has Kimli Ramine. It says, just like Shogeg has Kimli Ramine, so too. Yeah. Mekalkel is Kimli Ramine. And Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Shogeg is an Avera. Mekalkel, I know we grew up on it, you shouldn't do it. Right? Don't go home and like do this on Shabbos. You know, we're Rabbinite Jews. You keep your buttons. But Mida Raisa, it's not an Avera at all. So Rashi clearly holds that Tana Vechizkiya has nothing to do with being a big Avera even b'shogeg. Because it applies even when you didn't do an Avera at all. It applies even to Mekalkel. It has to do with being Potter for a big Avera. Right? Not if you're Chayav, even if you're Potter for a big Avera, there's still Kimli Ramine. So then, hold on. If it has nothing to do with how big the Avera is, then that doesn't explain the difference between Karis and Mises Bezdin. Right? Meaning, Mises Bezdin, even when you didn't do an Avera, you have Kimli Ramine. So why shouldn't we say Karis, even when you didn't do an Avera, you have Kimli Ramine? So what's Shat? Someone explain Shat here?
Well, it's already a finish to say that. It's not about how big the
Avera
is, but it's just a
chiddush
to say Kimli Ramine when there is no actual.
I mean, Tana Vechizki is a chiddush. It sure is. I mean, it's a little counterintuitive, right? Yeah. Meaning, most people, you know, if you take a ninth grade and teach Kimli Ramine, okay, when there's two punishments, you give you the bigger one, not the smaller one. They're like, okay, that's a chiddush, but I can handle that. You tell them, you know what? If you're shogeg on the Misa, then you get neither punishment. That's already a big chiddush, Tana Vechizki, right? It's a big chiddush. And maybe you'll say, you know why? Because even if you're shogeg on the Misa, God's going to smite you. But that's clearly not Rashi Shita. Rashi says, even if you didn't do an Avera at all, even if you did no Issur D'oraisa, you were called Shabbat Mekalkel, you still apply Tana Vechizkiya. So it's a big Kiddush. So what's Pshat? You just made it worse, not better, right? I want to say, if it's a big Kiddush, Ein Lecha Boi Elokim Kiddusho. That's what Zev wanted to say?
Right. Also in a punishment where you're not actually carrying out the punishment. Mm-hmm. To then go ahead and say that.
Okay, so let's see. Do we have room on the board for a Svara here? If I had another color, we would. what's the Svara? What is the Svara for this fundamentally interesting looking Shita of Rashi and Bechor Rashi and other Rishonim? So, what's the Svara? So, let's, where we put the Svara. Little asterisk. Let's make ourselves a little asterisk here. What do we do with this? Tosfos. We'll have to use our rights of eminent domain and hopefully the bagats will not give us trouble, and we'll just move that over there. Okay, what's the Svara? The svara is A, you could say that Shigigas Misas Bezdin is a big onesh, but Shigigas Kares is a small onesh. But as we pointed out, you can't say that for Rashi, because Rashi holds the time of Chizki applies even when there's no onesh. So, or you could say what Zev said, which is Tana Devei Chizkiya is a chiddush, and Ein L'chabo Ella Chidusha. Right? I mean, you don't need a svara. The svara is when something already doesn't make sense, it shouldn't continue to not make sense. Or maybe you could say a real fancy lumdish svara. Right? What's the, watch out? The, keeping up my streak.
yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I don't know why Rashi would, I'm not sure why he'd be motivated to assume that this is shot more of a Yenachonya than for a Chachamim, but if shot of a Yenachonya is that the bigger onesh sort of subsumes the smaller onesh, then that would only be true when you're actually getting the onesh. So to show you, that wouldn't be.
Okay, you're right. I'm just going to take it from the other angle and then talk it maybe that there'd be more flexibility than the exact formulation you said.
A shogeg by Beis Din is still called an aveira or a meiser aveira, while a shogeg.
Okay, so if you think that's true, then I will gladly give you the right to think so. But that's just not intuitive to me. I like the track that you're on. You're saying that. By Mises Bezdin, even a shogeg is still in the realm of Aveira. Although, of course, Rashi says, even if you're a Kalkar, it's not in the realm of Aveira. But by Kares, a shogeg, since it's not in human court, it's not in the realm anymore. I want to say a little different. I want to say, what's Pshat Natan and Dvei Chizkiya? And this is really what we come down to. What's Pshat Natan and Dvei Chizkiya?
Can you say that the fact that you're Chayav
Karmah
is indicative of the fact that this action is totally maybe looked up from the major element of it?
No, but keep in mind that the classic example of Mises Bezdin in the shogeg is called Shabbos Olav Shas and Yochai Karban for that too. So, you're not going to get me there. Meaning, a carpet is mechaper on Shigas Mises Bezdin sometimes too. So, I think you want to say like this. What's Pshat in Tana Dvei Chizkiya? Tana Dvei Chizkiya is strange. So what Zeb says is, what's Pshat in Tana Dvei Chizkiya? It's so strange that Ein L'chobo El Chidusho, and let's just build a fence around it and hope that we can forget that it exists and it doesn't bother us anymore. And that explains the svara, right? That's what Zev said. Could be. I can't disprove that. But what's Pshat in Tana Dvei Chizkiya? So I think you could. All right, we're going to have to. John? Sorry. I'm going to need your services. And it's getting late. Now we're still in the middle. So the question is, like, is there any hope that if I stop in the middle here? Like Tana last year, I stopped in the middle of two ways of understanding Simon Pachin and the Seder. I could pick up and fill you in on a little or at the end, and I think we're all okay. The question is, can I possibly stop in the middle here and we'll all be holding up by next time, myself included? I'm a little more stoic. I'm going to take my chances. So is it better to take your chances on losing your being in the zone or on the Od Ma'at Uskaluni? So yes, correct, which is already the kind of optimism that only religion can justify. So the question is, what's Pshat in Tana Dvei Chizkiya in the first place? Tana Dvei Chizkiya is strange, is it not? You're all supposed to say yes. It's strange. Tana Dvei Chizkiya is peculiar. What's Pshat in Tana Dvei Chizkiya? So, what's the svara of Tana Dvei Chizkiya? Keeping in mind that we generally assume it's not just a shita, it's universal. You know, it's a chiddush. You can find a line in a rishon someplace who implied that maybe there's another Tana out there who disagrees, but even that's not pashut. So what's Pshat? So what, as Zev wanted to say, is that it's a chiddush, and therefore, how does that help us with Rashi? Ein l'chobo el chidusho, and how does it help us? Helps us because ein l'chobo el chidusho. But Zev will admit that that might not be the most ideal lechatchila of what we can do with Tanakh Yechezkel. Or maybe you won't. Okay, he admits, at least under pressure. The other way may be going to Tanakh Yechezkel, although I don't love it at all. I don't love it at all. I'm a sofek. Maybe. But I don't love this way of looking at Tanakh Yechezkel. Maybe you could say that the chiddush of Tanakh Yechezkel is that shigigas Mises Bezdin is a big onesh in Shemayim, and that's why there's Kimlud Rab Minei. It's a big onesh, so that's why there's Kimlud Rab Minei. How would that help us? It would help us because, as we said there, we just say that, again, I'm repeating this, I didn't even need to rearrange my real estate, right? Just goes to show that you should think twice and three times before using the right of eminent domain. It helps us because we'll just say that Shigigas Kares is not as big, even though that's far from Pashat. But, as I pointed out, this can't be true for Rashi. But this can't be Shitas Rashi, because Rashi applies Tana Devechizkia even to Mekalkel B'Shavas. Mekalkel B'Shavas is clearly not a big Aveira. It is a very, very small Aveira. As a matter of fact, according to some Achronim, based on how you read a certain Rashi and Ran, which we're not going to get into, now, Mekalkel on Shabbos might even be smaller than most Yisurim Drabbanan. Might be only a teensy Aveira. But at worst, it's an Yisurim Drabbanan, which clearly does not count as anything in the realm of Kimmel Rabbani, Yisurim Drabbanan. Don't count as Aveiras. Don't count as anything. Okay, so C. So now we have to already get interesting. What's shot in Tana Dvei Chizkia? Maybe you could say that, although I must admit I don't really love this formulation either, but okay, this is what people like to say. This is what I've heard people say. I don't love the formulation. Tana Dvei Chizkia is a din in the Maisa, not in the Onesh. Din in the Maisa, not in the Onesh. A Maisa of Haveris Misa cannot be a Maisa of Mamon. Okay. I don't know if that helps us now, and I don't love that formulation either, but since a lot of people like to say it, and maybe they even mean something by it, but it's a din in the Maisa, a Maisa. Meaning, even if you're not chayim, you still did a maisa of din misa, a maisa of din misa can't be a maisa of din mamo. But again, I don't even know why I put that on the board. I don't really understand what that means. Unless, maybe it means what I'm about to say. Maybe this is Tana Dvei Chizkia. Tana Dvei Chizkia is a din in the Tana Dvei Chizkia is a din in the Bez Din. Tana Dvei Chizkia is a din that, you know what? If you have bidan that someone's potter for Misa, that's different from them never being in court in the first place. And I don't mean whether you're physically in court. I mean whether you should be in court. Right? There's a big difference between, and if you think that there is a difference, there are two guys, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is walking down the street, minding his own business. The policeman stops by, says good morning, and he says top of the morning to you and moves on. Shimon is indicted and arrested for a capital crime and is found innocent. Now, okay, you're right. In the end, neither of them are chayav misa, but clearly there's a difference between them. And what might Tana Dvei Chizkia be saying? Tana Dvei Chizkia might be saying, I realize I'm going out on a little bit of a limb here because I'm bordering on a ketzos, which is an advantage and a disadvantage, an advantage that I have going to be somewhat kind of disadvantage that I don't want to necessarily say it's totally up, huh? But Tanami Chiz is telling us that when Bezdin has to judge you for your life, even if the answer is innocent, and even if you're a Mekalkel, and the answer is innocent without any liability whatsoever, right? Not only Shogeg, innocent because your just kapana wasn't bad enough. Even Mekalkel, innocent because Taka, it turned out that what you did wasn't an Avera. But still, there's a Dion, we have to patch you for Misa. When we're down on someone's life, we can't also be down on their money. Those are two have to be different realms. They're different realms. When we're dining on your life, when you're on trial for a capital crime, even if you're innocent, we can't say we're judging you for your life and $12.15. It's just, that's not the way we look at the world. That's not the way we organize things from our philosophical perspective. Meaning that Shanatana Bechizya, Ma Maka Adam, Af Maka Mehema. Just like Maka Mehema Lochilaktabo, again, any big animal rights activists here should please put their fingers in the air, and I'll give you a wave and you should take them out so you won't be offended. But just like Maki Behema, when I'm dealing with damage to an animal, when you're dealing with the life of an animal, Lamaisa, you know, with all due apologies, but without specifying how much that is, to the animal rights activists, the life of Behema is Sacha Kol Mamon. The life of Behema is in the realm of $12.15. So Taka, your behemoth might be worth $1,200.15. And maybe it's very useful to you and has sentimental value, etc. Maybe you think it's worth $12,000.15. But ultimately, according to the Torah, a behemoth is a behemoth. And in Maka behemoth is the realm of Mamon, and it's important to remember that no matter what you do, even if I meanly, purposely kill your dog out of a sadistic cruelty, you shouldn't, make a shidduch with me for your daughter. But sacha kol, that's in the realm of mammon. And if you say that's going to be in court with a fighting over a shneim osim atalus, a $20 bill, yes, because that's the nature of a behema. However, when you're talking about adam, when you're talking about someone on trial for their life, even if they're innocent, but still there's a question about their life, right? When there's a question about someone's life, we can't say, let's decide whether to kill you and whether you have to pay $12.15. That's already making you into too much of a behema. Right? Once someone's life is at stake, we forget, we don't sweat the small stuff anymore. We're dealing with more serious inyanim, we forget the smaller inyanim. Now, I'm not saying it's a chiddush and I would have thought of this myself. I have no explanation for Tanu Mechizkiah in which I would have thought of this myself. Tanu Mechizkiah is at least in the colloquial sense, is a chiddush. But maybe that's Shana Tana Bechizkiah. Maybe Shana Tana Bechizkiah is that when we have to judge Dine Nefashos, even if the psak is potter, we can't also judge, I realize I'm turning myself a little here, judge Dine Mamnos. No, there's a difference. There have to be two different realms, two different universes. We can't combine the Fashos and Mamnos. And what's the Chiddush? Chiddush is not just when you give you Misa. If I said this about giving someone Misa, then it would be fine. Well, if I give someone Misa, it's disrespectful to say, you know what, this guy, we're going to kill him and take away $20. Pastish. But the Chiddush on the Chizki is, even if we don't kill him, since we had a hard need to kill him, since we had to ask the question about killing him, then we can't deal with him on the level of luck.
Could you explain this sort of a Hakira? When does the team women or athlete take effect? When you bring somebody into court, you say, okay, these are all the charges against you, and since you have this, we don't have that. Or do you say, okay, first we'll look at this one, and when it's all finished, we'll look at the next one.
Okay.
So if you have the first case, then clearly, you don't look at the second.
Right, exactly. And just with the proviso that Morty meant, that it doesn't matter if we actually take you to court or not. It matters what would happen if we did take you to court, right? I mean, I don't think anyone says that it depends, like, let's say you live in a place where there's no bezim chof gimel. That doesn't make a difference. It depends what would theoretically happen, not, if there were dayanim all over, shoktim, shoktim, b'chol sha'arecha, judging every case in the most ideal sense, not what, it matters what you're virtually judged. Not necessarily whether there happens to be a court in your location or not. Now, Why do I like this formulation of Tanit v'Chizkiya right here? Because I think this helps us.
Yeah.
How did this help us? That's what Dabba was about to help me out. This helps us because Rav Nechunya ben Akanez, yes, it's very nice that he has a hekesh to Kareis and to Misa B'Dei Shamayim, but does Beis Din have to ask the question and judge you whether you're Chayiv Kareis and Misa B'Dei Shamayim? No, that's not given to us to judge. That's not our business. It's not business in the, I'm not a libertarian. But I mean that in terms of, obviously, in terms of Hanhagas HaKlal, we're not libertarians and it's business and spiritual status of everything in society. But in terms of Din, it's not business of your Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim or Kareis. Hashem will take care of that. There's no Din on Kareis and Misa's Beis Din because only B'Dei Shamayim. And maybe that's why, if Tanit V'Chizkiya is a matter of us judging, is it in a Beis Din judging? Then, now you might say, how can it be a matter of Beis Din judging if it applies to when you're potter? The answer is, it's not a Din of Beis Din convicting. It's a Din of Beis Din even asking the question. If it's a Din, that's why. If you say it has nothing with Beis Din, then you're Etzem HaMaisa. It's not going to help us. But if you say it's a Din in the judging, but not in the answer of the judging, in the question of the judging, then already it makes perfect sense. In Mises Beis Din, even when you're potter, you're arrested, you're indicted, you're brought into court, you have a jury trial, and you're exempt, you're innocent, found not guilty, rather, of capital punishment. But in Kareis and Misa B'Dei Shamayim, that's between you and the Rebbe Shalom. When you go to Shalom Yom Kippur, you'll talk to the Rebbe Shalom about it and work it out as best you can. Right? There's no judging, there's no question that we have to ask. And therefore, it doesn't apply to Kareis, because it's not judged by Beis Din or any other human being. And that's basically what I like to say within the Shita of Rashi and the Reif and the Ramban. Do I have a mucker for this? I'm pretty sure not. Although I assume if I looked around enough, I thought someone who said this. I mean, you think for yourself. But if you think it makes sense, then it's a chazaka that you can find it in some safer on HebrewBooks.org. But I think that could be tzad. If you view Tanit V'Chizkiya, not as a chiddush, that would also help us. Not as saying it really is a big onesh, which clearly is not Rashi shot, and not as it did in the Etzem HaMaisa, which I'm not even sure I will understand, but maybe. But as it did in the question of Beis Din, then it makes perfect sense. Beis Din has questions about things that are in Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't have questions about things that are in Shamayim. And therefore, we can still judge you for Mammon, because if you would have been Chayav, that's a different story. If you're Chayav, so you don't get double punishment. But if it's just a matter of asking the question, then we're not asking any questions. And therefore, Tanit V'Chizkiya doesn't apply. That's what I want to tie up.
So why make it still be mazid in shogeg?
What? Because it mazid, it's that you don't get two punishments. That's not only in Beis Din. In mazid, it's just that you don't get a double punishment. So if you actually get kareis, you don't always also pay mammon. Because that's a matter, mazid is a matter of the answer. The answer is true in kareis as well, Mises Beis Din. There's an answer. The answer is objectively true in the world. That's a matter of the answer. Tanit V'Chizkiya is a matter of the onish. The onish is chal on you, bein kareis, bein Mises Beis Din. But Tanit V'Chizkiya is not a din in the onish. It's a din, in the question, in the havamina. Not the havamina theoretically, philosophically. It's a din in the din of Beis Din. And when your shogeg of Beis Din only has to declare you innocent from Mises Beis Din, no one has to clear you innocent from kareis. That's what I want to say. Maze is a din in the onesh. Shogeg is a din in the din of Beis Din. Those who had a chance to look at the Ketzolos will obviously see where we're leading now. I'm pushing my luck just a tiny drop. What? More than a tiny drop.
I'm losing.
Okay, some of us forgot to leave breadcrumbs. But I'll just point out, once we already have this lumbus, I hope I'm going in the right direction. Let me just make sure I am. Let me just make sure. The Ketzos, It's very late and our brains are full. Molly, we don't. We're not sure if they're Yom Shafi Bechutz. What?
You're coming close to Rosh Hashanah, you have to do a Din Lechishbon on that also.
Okay. Alright, what is it? Thursday now, right? Okay. Well, what? Don't says go back there? Don't says wait, what's this? What?
Whatever.
Even now, this thing wouldn't go more than 2 hours.
All right, the Seder. So let us. Ask us. We're holding up in very, very, very deep lumpus here. So we'll meet again Monday at 11:30, and we'll pick up where we left off. So just chazer a little how we got here. By then, you can come in and tell me why I'm all wrong about something if you so desire, or you can come in and tell me other rayas why I'm right about something if you so desire, and we'll just pick up with the end of these makoros, and then maybe I'll even think a little about exactly where we're going to go from there, but I think, you know what, we'll pick up with the end of these makoros, and then we'll go on. Not these issues will come back. We're going to be doing Tilly Rami on and off for months, until Tu B'Shvat. But on and off. I mean, there'll also be lots of other things we're doing. Not to worry. But we'll just finish up what's on this Makoros sheet, Amir Tzashem, on Monday Shir, and then go a little weiter.